You're listening to SBS News.
With the weight of a country on her shoulders, world number one Ash Barty put up a serious fight at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne on Thursday. But her debut in the Australian Open final wasn't to be, after she lost the semi-final to 21-year-old Sophia Keenan in straight sets.
Keenan breaks Aussie hearts.
The Barty party may have come to an end, but the Australian was quick to put her life back into perspective, coming to the post-match press conference with her newest niece.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it's been a hell of a summer. If you've told me 3 weeks ago that we would have won a tournament in Adelaide and made the semi-finals of the Australian Open, I'd take that absolutely every single day of the week.
It wasn't the result either of them wanted.
Oh! I feel you, sister.
But this match was still a personal best for the world number one, having never made it this far in her home Grand Slam. In fact, she's the first Australian woman to make it to a semi-final here in 36 years, with the last Aussie player to make a final, Wendy Turnbull, voicing her support for Barty.
It's time for an Aussie to step up, and, you know, Ash has stepped up. She's number one in the world. She won the French Open.
While it wasn't to be, Barty had some star-studded fans in the crowd. Australian comedian Rebel Wilson was among those who had her back, win or lose.
I'm really excited. Obviously, I've been watching the whole tournament, hoping that Ash would make it to the semis, because that was the day I'm coming. So it was so awesome to see that she got through. I mean, she's obviously playing amazing. She's number one in the world. And, I mean, there hasn't been an Australian champion in so long.
Fellow sporting sensation Cathy Freeman also proud of how far the world number one has come, having first picked up a tennis racket at the age of 4.
I can confidently say, on behalf of Aussies and particularly the Indigenous community, we're very proud of her.
Barty will still go home today a winner, pocketing a cool $1 million in earnings and the hearts of a nation. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.